Would you join with me in a brief meditation before we have our prayer? God so loved the world that we may not die, but have life. In 1983, I was a member of a small human rights fact-finding mission into Guatemala, representing the Canadian Council of Churches and the Interchurch Committee on Human Rights in Latin America. We went at the height of the massacres of entire villages by the government of that country. We were seeking to hear the testimonies of survivors of unspeakable horror. These were moments of, of grave danger for people to meet with us. But they risked their lives in order to see us, and they questioned us. Why don't you hear us? Why is the world not listening? Don't they care? Among the people whom I came to know and love were two brave Guatemalan lawyers whose work on behalf of the oppressed Mayan people in Guatemala put them in grave danger. They fled to Canada, sponsored by a group of Christians in British Columbia, whose commitment to bring Enrique and Marta Torres and their young family to Canada was one of solidarity and accompaniment, of pastoral care, to keep them safe from harm while they continued to do their work in British Columbia. They formalized this community of care under the banner of the Christian Task Force of Central America, on Central America. I was a guest in Marta and Enrique's home just after they had heard of the murder of one of their dear colleagues, a human rights activist from El Salvador. We all were grieving her loss. But Enrique suddenly became very angry. Swishing his dish towel against the counter, he yelled in a loud voice, "They do not know the power of the resurrection. They cannot kill us." At that moment, I began to realize that what that accompaniment that was being given by British Columbia, that accompaniment was two ways. We were being taught how to hope and to dream and to live in the midst of despair. In 1997, Enrique returned to Guatemala to continue his work for his people. His life ended just 2 weeks ago after a brutal beating and robbery in the city where he was working. His son is already setting up a foundation in his name to continue his legal work among the poor and oppressed. They have not killed him. Let us pray. O God, lover of the world, hear our thanksgiving. For this world you gave us with its bright colors, tumbling waters, singing birds, thunderstorms, children's laughter, families and friends, and this community of Trinity St. Paul's United Church. It is clear that you love this world into being. Let us pause silently to give our own thanksgivings for this. God, lover of this world, things are not so great in this world today. Wars rage. People are violated by torture, sexual abuse, and starvation in many places. Freakish weather claims the lives and livelihoods of communities of people and of all species all over the world. Toxics are dumped into our atmosphere and oceans. Corruption seeps into our places of governance, business, and personal lives. It is clear that you did not love this world into being. Let us pause silently to reflect on our own complicity in the destruction of your goodness. O God, lover of the world, you gather us with your grace, ready to forgive us and to show us who we are, receivers of your grace, agents of your love, subjects in this world of your reconciliation. It is clear that you call us to be here in this world, raging against the wrongs, the corruption, and being present to those who will welcome and call out for our accompaniment, who call out for us to be people of the resurrection. It is clear that you love us. Let us pause silently to reflect on the gifts of grace which free us for our works for justice and peace. God, lover of the world, we accompany now people in our midst. Marg Porteous, Jean Bona, and friends in this congregation grieving the death of longtime member Harold Bona. Amber Cunningham and Quillen Quarrington. And Brian Stratton, Sarah's brother, who is recovering from surgery. And for Sarah and Kelly and their entire family as they accompany him. And for the immediate and global family of Enrique Torres. We celebrate the birth of Wyatt Atticus Chow, grandson of Joan and Peter Wyatt, and pray for his life to be full of love, adventure, and grace. It is clear that you are already with all of these people through our accompaniment and that you call us to be with them and with others. Let us pause silently and rejoice in our ministries of pastoral care for all those whom we accompany.
Please,
We pray together now with the church in Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam. We remember, O God, those who suffer from any kind of discrimination, your children and our brothers and sisters who are humiliated and oppressed, denied fundamental human rights, imprisoned, and especially those who are tortured. May your love and compassion sustain them and us always. Amen.